This is Dumbline, the podcast of dumb crimes and even dumber criminals. Hey, you guys. Welcome to our little cozy corner of the interweb. My name is Greg. I'm joined by my golfing buddy, Jason.
Hello, everybody.
And this is our sultry siren, Maria.
That's a sultry tone.
Hi, dummies.
This is Dumbline, your grandmom's favorite podcast. How much time do you guys spend streaming? Trying to figure out what the fuck you're going to watch.
Dude, it takes for fucking
it's all
ever.
Night.
It takes so
exhausting.
Long. It takes forever. And
can we talk about the rating systems? On Amazon, it's a free-for-all. It'll be like 4.7 with 4,000 views, and you go to Rotten Tomatoes, it's like 32.
Yeah.
I don't even understand how that happens.
Yeah.
It's almost perfect score. It's like, this has got to be good.
Amazon is so low on my list, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Netflix ratings will be like 97% match. And I put on 3 minutes in. I'm like, I would never pick this movie. What is this matching to?
Yeah, it's tough. It takes so fucking long. And then what we usually do is like, fuck it. And we turn on cable and watch Bob's Burgers. Yeah. Or like Family Guy reruns. And that's what we do. Yeah. That was awesome. We went through 8,000 movies in an hour and a half and picked nothing.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. I feel like my partner has fallen asleep with the controller in her hand trying to surf or something to watch.
It's just become so horrible because I feel like we're in that, like, that sweet zone of age where there was, like, you know, 15 channels, 20 channels. Like, remembering that. Now there's, like, 8,000, and you can't make a decision.
Yeah, but at least back as a former analog employee of West Coast Video, we served a purpose. If you, Jason, you asked me something to watch, I know what you picked.
Yeah.
My personal picks, far better than these algorithms. What these algorithms pick for me would be the worst West Coast Video employee. I'd be like, you don't know me at all, dude. Are you paying attention to what I'm renting? They suggest something that makes no sense. And can we also talk about on Netflix coming soon? Have you guys said, do you guys have this on your feed?
Yeah.
And I hit it. I'm ready. It looks great. I'm going to watch it. Jeff's like, it's coming soon. It's coming soon. Like, oh, the fuck is all with them slipping into coming soon? Yeah, not a fan.
It's so hard.
So long.
It's so hard. Oh my God.
We have like 47 streaming sites. It's fucking crazy.
It is. It's out of control.
Out of control. And it's impossible. You should be able to just sit down and find a movie like within 20 minutes. 20 minutes seems like a fair
there
time.
Is, but there's always something that could be a little bit better.
The top 10 in America. Do you see what people are watching?
Oh, my God.
What
I never trust
fuck
that.
Is yeah. going Who is watching this?
There's some crazy stuff that just pops up. All of a sudden, it starts trending. You're like, that movie?
We don't have kids. We're out and about a good bit during the week talking to people. No one mentions half these shows or movies in the top 10. Fuck, it's so crazy. We're just held hostage at this point because there's no video stores left. We've run them all out of business. Marie, do you have a headline for us?
Yes, I do.
Extra, read all about it. Extra, read all about it.
This week's headline is from Local 12 News, Florence, Alabama, January 13th, 2024. Man escapes police at over 100 miles per hour, gets caught after bragging about it on social media.
That's like a trend. Like it's
you got to flex. You do that.
Yeah.
You got to flex.
Okay.
This guy's been waiting for a flex moment.
He gets it.
Yeah. He got it.
While speeding on a motorcycle, Titus Knight escapes police.
Great name. Titus Knight.
Is he on a motorcycle?
Yeah, he's on a motorcycle.
I have to write that down. That's a character for a book.
Travis Knight.
Titus Knight.
On a motorcycle.
Yeah.
So the police call off the chase in the interest of public safety. Titus then posted a picture of his bike with the caption, "Your Tahoe needs a tune-up, buddy."
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
And
roasted him.
He tagged Florence police in the post.
I mean, that's a great
flex. He tagged the police?
That's a great flex. He got this a flex. Fucking
guy was smelling him up. He tagged the police.
Okay, but here's the best part. His username on whatever site he was using on social media was also his former inmate number.
Oh man.
This guy was great. Man. Oh, that's funny.
Man, I kind of just want to hear, like, I want to hear a whole story about Titus and Knight. I hate this guy.
Getting away from the cops on a high-speed chase has got to feel great.
Yeah, but then you tagged him in your flex online? Yeah, I mean, what are you thinking at that point? Yeah,
that's... You're so adrenalined up.
Guys are so angry that they lost you. They couldn't find you, and they're like, oh, "Look at this! He just tagged us."
Your Tahoe needs a tune-up. Is great.
Yeah, it'd be great if they arrested him and brought him to jail in a Tahoe.
Yeah, 100%.
So good. All right, Maria. Something tells me you got a real doozy going on tonight. What geographical area are we in?
We're in England.
Fancy. Ooh,
cross the pond.
Yeah, like it.
This story is what happens when a dum-dum loses all self-awareness and makes that fact painfully aware to everyone around him. Sources include Vice, Daily Mirror, BBC News, The Cut, The Scottish Sun, The Daily Record, BuzzFeed, Criminal's Own Blog. The Criminal's Own Blog. Wow.
It's like a who's who of crime.
Crime coverage.
Publications.
Yeah, everybody.
Now, there's also Reddit. There's a super detailed Reddit post by The Real Pavalanche that was really helpful in getting some information. In 2006, 19-year-old Richard Britton is living in Bedford, England, about 46 miles from London.
Richard Britton?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like old Johnny USA.
Yeah. Imagine if somebody was saying, yeah, like Steve America.
Yes.
He's a contestant on the British game show Countdown.
Of course he is. It's like Richie Rich. Isn't it Richie Britton? Is that what he said?
So on Countdown, contestants compete to figure out challenging math problems and create the longest words they can from a group of letters that they get. Richard wins 8 times. He returns in 2009 for a championship series but loses miserably. The episode is available on YouTube and aired January 14th, 2009, if you want to see it. But if you've never watched Countdown, it's a snooze fest. Like, don't bother. You can, like, fast forward. And
traveling over there, the TV's just not as good. And some of their game shows that are on are wild and not very exciting.
Yeah. So after his appearances on Countdown in 2012, Richard begins attending Greenwich University in London. There he meets a bartender at a bar on campus named Ella Durant.
Another solid name. Ella Durant.
Richard is organizing a team for University Challenge, which is a game show on BBC. Of course he is. And invites Ella to join the team. Once they connect on Facebook, Richard spends a lot of time commenting on her photos.
Is he like a local celebrity because he's been on Countdown?
He fancies himself a celebrity.
I was on Countdown.
Everyone's looking for Dick Britton.
I've won.
Yeah.
Every time you say his name, I just think Dick Britton.
Dickie Britton. Man.
He also believes that whenever Ella tweets something vague, it's about him and it's a secret message to him.
He's delusional.
Totally sane.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Perfect. Welcome to Thumbline.
Ella eventually decides to quit the team when she tells Richard.
It's like Dateline, but delusional.
Yeah. Ella eventually decides to quit the team when she tells Richard he's creeping her out and she just wants to be friends with him. But Richard doubles down and
Can we just say this? Yeah. You're creeping me out. I just want to be friends. Do you want to be friends with anyone who creeps you out?
True.
No, you gotta run. Like, you can't be. And that's the thing that sucks. Is like,
she's really creeping me out.
You know, she feels like she's so threatened and she's like so creeped out, but she still feels like she has to be nice.
Yes.
Like she's got to still be friends with this guy. She just can't be like, fuck off, creepo.
Yeah. Right.
Like, it's so weird. Like, you're really creepy and I get I can't even really look at you, but we can still be friends, I guess. Right. What the fuck?
I know.
It sucks.
In addition to sitting at the bar during her shifts and blatantly staring at her to the point that she hides from him in the back to get a break, Richard sends her letters and poems. Ella reports Richard to the university and to the police in 2013. He's eventually banned from the bar where Ella works and has to sign a form promising that he'll leave Ella alone, which is like useless.
I, Dickie Britton.
Is it at least notarized?
It's from the university. It's like, now you promise to stay away from her.
Well, there's probably a like one of those old school filing cabinets filled with these letters. I promise to not do this again.
Let it be shown that Dick Britton pinky swore with the constable.
He
will leave her alone.
In the year of our Lord, 2013, Dickie Britton has he certified.
About a month after Richard signs the form, he uses the information Ella provided on the university challenge form to send letters to Ella's home address instead. He posts online, quote, I felt a bit guilty using that information, but I wasn't turning up on her doorstep or anything. I sent a few love letters through the post, rose-themed cards containing poetry and drawings.
So romantic.
So is this just going to... She's going to read these poems and all of a sudden fall head over heels in love with him?
He has some theories. We'll find out.
Jesus.
So Ella decides to move to Exeter, which is 4 hours from London, in part to leave Richard behind.
I mean, he did win... What was the show?
Countdown.
Eight times. And here comes the dumb. Richard has a blog. It's called Richard Britton's Blog.
Oh, man. This guy. He should be an independent marketer consultant.
Real creative, I see.
Yes.
Man. The subtitle is Musings from the Author and Countdown Champion.
Yeah, I mean, subtitle's not bad.
The name of the blog is...
Richard. It's called Richard Britton's Blog. Did he run that by anybody? You're like, yeah, it's great. It's great.
He defends his behavior in a post called The Benevolent Stalker, which is posted September 23rd, 2014.
Jesus.
So here are some of his thoughts. The blog is no longer live, but it is archived, so you can find it. If you can just Google Richard Britton's blog. It's probably the only one. Quote, I abstained for 6 months, but I learned that she was returning to Greenwich for her graduation, and I went to see her. As chance would have it, she was positioned at the far end of one row in front of where I was standing. Of course. She saw me and tried to swap with the person next to her, but it was too late. As the photo was taken, I was standing near her. After that, I thought long and hard about what I was doing. I think that's when I first accepted that I had become a stalker. But what does stalking really mean? It seems to mean that you truly love someone who does not love you back. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's still problematic.
Pretty common. It is a common denominator, a lot of stalking.
Yeah. 90% of stalking.
He's got a point here. He's got a point going. What are his other points here?
Okay. He uses a few songs to defend his position, including I'll Get You by the Beatles. But the more significant portion of the post is when he quotes Every Breath You Take by the Police.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's...
So that song... was a huge hit in 1983, but like a lot of other things that were big in 1983, it hasn't aged well at all. Richard writes, quote, these songs are about obsessional love, which is both natural and beautiful. Benevolent stalking is different to malevolent stalking.
He likes his olivants.
Yeah, he's not like murdering. He's just stalking.
Terrifying.
Yeah, he's just... I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to really creep you out.
Right. The latter is intended to cause harm or induce fear, but the former is purely an expression of affection. So Richard cannot stop himself.
So I don't know about you. I had to look it up. I was like, what does benevolent mean?
Well-meaning.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Oh.
So he thinks eventually that, or she should just be okay with it. And like, as she's like walking around town or whatever, she's just, like, oh, that's Richard. He's my stalker.
He's my confidence booster.
Yeah.
There he is. He loves me. I'm beautiful. Yes. Right.
Oh my God.
This guy can't go to work. He can't stop watching me. I'm so beautiful.
What's her name again?
Ella Durant.
Ella. Hey, Ella, you look great today. Yeah. Are you looking at me? All right. Yeah. Okay, I'll just be over here.
Yes.
Good luck with your presentation today.
Yeah. If he was just giving her just like, positive affirmations and confidence reinforcements, yeah. It could be a benevolence dog.
Yeah, I mean, it really could. It I really guess. Could. You're going to crush today.
Those cheese look great on you. Yeah.
Your back tire's low.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't filled up by the time you get out.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah. It.
All right, let's see where this goes.
Okay. Yeah.
So Richard self-publishes a book called The World Rose, which is inspired by Ella. On his blog, he describes the book as, quote, a stunningly original piece of literature.
I'm sure it's great.
The story starts in the mold of a classic fairy tale, but do not be fooled, for I aim to bamboozle and bedazzle as much as to thrill and delight.
All right. I'm out on anything bedazzled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Books, stories.
Okay.
Shoes, cars,
shirts,
Stanley cups.
Yeah. I'm out on bedazzled.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is not a delight. I read 50 pages.
50 pages?
You read 50 pages of that?
Yeah, I did. I felt bamboozled. It was not good. The World Rose is the story of Ella Tundra. One news report points out later that Tundra is an anagram of Durand.
Durand, yeah.
It tells the story of a princess about to be coronated queen who goes on a quest to find a wizard to get advice. She gets a key, and that key
sounds
is,
real fucking original.
He's the wizard?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dick, I'm sure Dick he is. Britain. Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Sounds original.
I'm the Dick Wiz.
Dicky Wiz.
Yeah, Dicky Wiz here.
Ella is, of course, described literally as dainty at least 3 times in the first 10 pages. And the book pathologically refers to how beautiful she is. It's if you cut out, that book would be half as long if you took out the lines about her beauty.
He just writes these flowery prose.
They're odes.
How beautiful
they're
she
odes
is.
To her.
Yeah.
Beauty.
Her beauty, yeah. This guy is such a romantic at heart.
When Richard finishes the book, he's really eager for Ella to read it, but she's moved to Glasgow.
So he,
but she's moved to Antarctica.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He writes, quote, I decided to try to make my book known by getting into the national news. I found out that she worked in Glasgow, so I traveled there with a plan. I was going to tell her that if she came with me and we faked a kidnapping, we would both become famous. When Richard sees Ella on the street.
Odd plan to bring up to somebody.
Yeah,
okay.
Somebody
it's bold
that,
to just bust that out.
That age, you know, this is now plan. Going beyond positive affirmation.
Yes.
Yeah. So when Richard sees Ella on the street, she's terrified that he's tracked her down. She takes a picture of him and quickly goes to the police.
So
what's this guy doing, ma'am? He tells me how great I look.
Wait, listen to the plan. I'm just gonna kidnap you.
No, pretend.
Be famous.
It's a pretend kidnapping.
You look great.
I didn't even get to tell her about my plan. He writes, I didn't want to make a scene because people were staring. I also realized that I didn't have the heart to ask her if she would like to be kidnapped.
Yeah, now he's looking for consent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. About 3 weeks later, Richard posts an entry called Statement of Remorse. I now accept that I have deep-rooted psychological problems and I'm actively seeking treatment.
All right, he's self-aware.
Has anything happened between him and Ella? He's just in remorse stage now? Nothing has triggered this remorse stage?
Well,
he's just gone through a natural progression of emotions here.
Yeah, I mean, he's a roller coaster.
A little bit of reflection. He's like, oh, my God, what did I do?
What the fuck am I doing?
Oh, my God. Sat down for 15 minutes.
I was
trying to find something to watch on Netflix, and my mind just wandered. I was like, oh, my God, what have I done?
I'm trying to get her to agree to get kidnapped. fuck is wrong with me?
Around this time, his benevolent stalker post goes viral, and he decides to focus on admitting what he's done and working on himself.
So he didn't post that on, like, Reddit or anything. He just posted on Richard
Britton's blog. Richard
Britton's blog. dot com.
Yeah. Right. Meanwhile, an 18-year-old woman named Paige Rowland in Glenrothes, Scotland, leaves a bad review for the World Rose.
Oh.
And here comes the dumb. Since Richard has done all the healing work over the month since Glasgow, he uses social media to find out more about Paige and travels 500 miles to visit her at her job at a supermarket on October 3rd, 2014. He heads to the wine aisle, picks up a bottle, finds Paige, and smashes the bottle over her head.
Oh, man.
What the fuck?
Paige later says, "My vision was black and my hearing was muffled. I heard the tinkle of a bottle on the floor and I thought that something had fallen on me. Blood was covering my hands and dripping down my arms. The blood spread down my hair and the back of my neck. I heard one customer say to my colleague that someone had come from behind me, hit me with a wine bottle, and walked away."
Did he even ask if, are you, he just knew?
Yeah, he knew because he was trolling around social media.
Hmm.
Wow.
The police identify Richard through the store's video footage. Using cell data, they track his movements from Glenrothes to London the day after the attack. A search of his house uncovers evidence of traveling to Glasgow.
Going through all of this just because somebody Bad said review. Your book sucked.
Yeah.
Man, you're not going to make it in this business.
No, nope. It's going to be a long road.
Yeah.
What happens when he gets, like, if he blows up and he gets, like, 1,000 bad reviews?
Yeah.
Guy's just exhausted, now, smashing people.
All of his royalties go to wine bottles to smash on people's heads.
So, on November 9th, 2015, Richard pleads guilty to stalking Ella Durant and assaulting Paige Rowland with a wine bottle. He's sentenced to 30 months in prison. And here comes more dumb.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
After his release, Richard sends a poem he's written about Paige to her home. In it, he professes his love for her. He writes, this is so ridiculous.
Oh my God, give it up, bro.
She loves a good book and loathes a bad one. And the poem ends with, "In the cereal aisle, we made contact with one another." Since that day, I have loved her like no other.
Oh, I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Where do we start? Richard Britton's blog was a pretty.
Oh, I mean, he just laid everything out. This benevolent stalking thing is
that's pretty wild.
It's crazy. It's like those.
He had me convinced, though.
It's like those, what are those, sovereign citizen people?
Oh, yeah. Reminds me
like the same thing. A benevolent stalker. I don't know. I don't do any murdering.
I don't show up at her door. I just call her a million times.
I mean, depends on what he's. I mean, what if he was being really nice to her?
Right.
And just calling her all the time and being super nice.
Right.
That would be annoying, too.
I like that idea. It would be annoying, but could you imagine going to the judge? He just calls me all the time. What does he say? Really nice things.
And if you want to make a living as a writer, take a writing workshop class so you can hand in an assignment and sit there silently while people shred it in front of you.
Yeah.
So you get used to hearing your shit sucks.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just throw it out. You get one bad review, lose your mind.
Smash a wine bottle over marbles. So that's crazy. To find this person, track them down, and then
travel 500 miles, and it doesn't wear off. Your rage does not wear off.
Yeah, you've got 500 miles to drive, and the whole time you get there, you can still have a man. What would he have done if she was 5 minutes away?
Oh yeah. Ooh.
What the fuck?
Oh man, he is nuts.
Well, I mean, would you think a guy named Dick Britton's going to be normal? He's either got an anger management problem, a drinking problem. It's Dick Britton.
See him being like a professional, like
poker player,
or no, like a bowler in cricket.
Cricket. I have no idea what cricket.
Dick Britton just got three wickets.
Yeah. Right.
All right, before we get to know Maria, Jason, tell people where to find us.
You can find us on all fun and exciting social media platforms like TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, all that great stuff. And always, please, please like, subscribe, share us with your friends. We really appreciate it. If you like the podcast, tell a person about it today. Just one random person. Say hello and then say, you should really listen to Dumbline. It's funny.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
But just be nice. Don't be creepy.
Yeah.
All right.
Back to Greg.
Let's get to know Maria a little bit. Boom. Here we go.
Get to know Maria.
Get to know her.
All right, Maria. We haven't done a fuck, marry, kill in a bit. This is detectives.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Kojak, Monk.
Oh.
And Magnum P.I.
Oh, I was, those are three really solid ones. I was hoping for the guy on NYPD Blue, Dennis Franz.
Oh, Dennis Franz. He would have been good. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever his name
yes.
is. But yeah,
yes.
Those are three good ones.
Oh, I don't like this.
Do you need to be reminded? No,
no, no.
Monk.
No.
Monk.
I know, Monk.
Magnum P.I., Tom Selleck, and Kojak.
Wait, now they're...
It's Kojak.
No, and for the Selleck. Young people who don't know who Magnum P.I. is, it's yes. Kojak. It's Tom Selleck. The Marlboro man yeah. from the 50s.
Tom Selleck was a
good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like on a Lamborghini in Hawaii or a Ferrari.
Yeah, the Ferrari, yeah. yeah.
Private chopper.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to kill Monk.
Damn.
Straight up.
I'm going to fuck Tom Selleck.
Yeah, I like it.
And I'm going to marry Kojak.
Yeah! Correct that's answer.
Good. I think that's good. I think that's how I would have played it.
I love it.
I think I would have played it that way.
Yeah. That's,
well done.
You got to do it. Fantastic, Maria. Thanks for joining us. My name is Greg.
I'm Jason.
I'm Maria.
Take it easy.
See you, everybody.
Bye, dummies.